As the presidential candidates get ready for their debate at Hofstra University tomorrow night, low-wage workers from around the country employed by companies now owned by Bain Capital gathered in front of Bain's Madison Avenue offices to highlight what the workers say would be the effect of a Romney-Ryan economy. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and files this report.
Bain, the super evil puppet villain, provided entertainment at the rally today.
Make way, people, make way. Super villain coming through. Come on. Your future boss coming through. Make room. That's right. After I acquire America, you will all be working for me. So show some respect and I might just spare you.
Respect is what workers say Bain Capital lacks. Those gathered say Bain pays low wages and outsources jobs. Shantice says she experienced the Romney economy firsthand.
I'm a former employee of Burlington Coat Factory, where Bain Capital is the co-owner of Burlington Coat Factory. I was making $8 an hour. I have three small children, the ages of 10, 8, and 5. And $8 an hour just was not enough to support my family, pay my rent.
Keep our jobs in America. Keep our job in America.
Sylvia Williams is retired.
And I'm very proud to be on Medicare and to get my Social Security. And I don't want it taken away because I do not want a voucher from Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan. That is what he's planning to do for the people on Medicare. And we cannot afford to see Medicare go.
What would a voucher system do to you?
Well, the voucher system is that you must go out and buy your own insurance. So what about your medication? You just have to take half a pill? What about your food after that voucher? We are on Medicare. We get a Social Security, and it's enough, and we want to keep it that way.
Williams wants to keep Social Security and Medicare for younger generations. Nicholas Padell is with Local 100 of the Transport Workers Union. The union works closely with Make the Road and United New York.
Bain Capital and their ilk have moved jobs out of the United States of America, are major believers in privatizing the public sector, and have essentially built the infrastructure of a Wall Street idea that says that you need to enrich the 1% and impoverish the 99%. And the union certainly doesn't support that as an economic policy.
Karen Knoll is with United New York. She helped organize the rally today.
We have workers from all around the country, from Burlington Coat Factory, Dunkin' Donuts, a lot of Bain-owned companies who are here to say that they're actually living the Romney-Ryan Bain economy, and it doesn't work for working people.
Mary Jo Kerr is a worker from the Bain Capital-owned Sensata plant in Illinois. In a few months, everything in the plant she worked in for years will move to China. 170 people will lose their jobs.
We need a president that's going to create jobs. He's saying that he's going to create American jobs when Romney, he's running for president and he's creating jobs over in China when he's saying that he's going to create jobs in America.
Kerr says when Sensata took away the American flag, workers were upset and angry. Another blow to American workers. Richard Hooden is from Houston, Texas. He's on the Bain low-wage bus.
Personally, I work for a Bain Capital Incorporated company. I barely make the minimum of wages, but I do maximum hours of work. And for me, it's like I'm barely making it. I'm barely living off of check to check. And I mean, in this country, you would think if you're doing the maximum amount of work with on top of a maximum amount of hours, that you should be able to survive in this country. But that's not the reality anymore.
Hooden's boss was against his joining the Bain low-wage workers bus tour, but it is something he feels he has to do. He says he has to take risks to inform people of something important. Gan Gulan works with the Occupy Wall Street Puppetry Guild.
Well, reality itself can be so bleak and depressing that we don't want to hit people over the head with a message they already understand. We want to add a little bit of humor and a little bit of lightness so that people can feel inspired and re-engage the issues.
So let me tell you how we will use the Bain way to transform America. The day after we acquire this country, our first act will be to immediately fire all Americans.
And the Bain evil supervillain may seem extreme to some people, but those gathered fear for their jobs. They want outsourcing to stop and want to be paid a fair wage. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.